When Harper Lee published To Kill a Mockingbird in 1960, the civil rights movement was gaining strength and forcing change in U.S. society. But in the South, where the author is from, laws and customs still kept black and white people separated in almost every facet of life. Racism was even more brutal in 1932, in the fictional Alabama town where Lee set her novel. It's the story of a young girl named Scout and her father Atticus Finch, a lawyer. The drama centers on his defense of a black man wrongfully accused of raping a white woman. The book's title comes from a conversation over dinner one night when Atticus reflects on a childhood lesson. Here's how it sounded in the 1962 film adaptation, with Gregory Peck in the role of Atticus.
I remember when my daddy gave me that gun. He told me that I should never point at anything in the house, and that I could shoot all the blue jays I wanted if I could hit them. But to remember, it was a sin to kill a mockingbird.
Mockingbirds are a kind of gray songbird. Atticus explains killing them is a sin because they don't hurt anyone. They just make music. That's the moral of the story.
Be kind to one another. Show human sympathy and empathy.
Melinda Bird Murphy is the head of the Alabama Center for Literary Arts and a native of Monroeville, Harper Lee's hometown. She's read To Kill a Mockingbird 4 times.
I think, if anything, the story talks about humanity and the universality of humans and how there's goodness in people and you just have to get to know one another.
That message has resonated with readers and critics over the years. Mockingbird is required reading in English classes around the world, and it's been called a book every adult should read before they die. It's sold over 40 million copies and won the Pulitzer Prize. It's been translated into more than 40 languages and made into an Academy Award-winning movie. In Monroeville, Alabama, though, the story of To Kill a Mockingbird is personal. Although she calls the town where the story takes place Macomb, Lee based the characters on real people she knew growing up. But Monroeville has changed a lot since Harper Lee was a child. A number of African Americans serve in local government. The courthouse that played such a powerful role in the story has been turned into a mockingbird museum, and Lee's childhood home has been replaced by a small shop and a fast food restaurant called Mel's Dairy Dream. At lunchtime, customers pay for steak sandwiches, fries, and milkshakes at the takeout window. Keith Cannon is getting lunch for his children, who are on summer vacation. His son just read the book in school.
He's just getting into asking a lot of questions about, you know, did that really happen here? And I said, well, the lady who wrote it is from here, so you don't really know if it's all fiction or based on something in her past. But he's really excited about that.
But folks in Monroeville were not very excited about the book when it was published in 1960. George Thomas Jones was here at that time. He's a longtime friend of the author, and calls her by her first name, Nell.
Of course, I've been interviewed a number of times about this, and the most asked question is, what was the effect on the town or the book when it came out? And of course, the answer is, there was no effect. People say, well, so Nell's written a book about folks in town. They had no idea it was going to boomerang like it did.
But, Jones says, they paid attention a year later, when Gregory Peck, the lead actor in the movie version of the book, visited Monroeville for research before filming began.
He was real down to earth, walked around town by himself, just talking to people. And of course, all the women dressed up in their best clothes and all the jewelry and their makeup, as if he was going to pay any attention.
Peck used that research in his Oscar-winning portrayal of Atticus Finch. In the lawyer's closing argument, he appeals to the jury to see past the racially motivated lies told to convict his client.
And so, a quiet, humble, respectable Negro, who has had the unmitigated temerity to feel sorry for a white woman, has had to put his word against 2 white peoples. The defendant is not guilty. But somebody in this courtroom is.
Despite that passionate defense, the all-white jury finds him guilty and sentences him to death. In addition to the moral lessons in the book, racial justice, respect, tolerance, love, Melinda Bird Murphy at the Alabama Center for Literary Arts says Lee's writing is what keeps To Kill a Mockingbird popular.
It is just a great book to read, and I think that's why people will continue to read it.
In Monroeville, and across the United States this year, people are celebrating the 50th anniversary of To Kill a Mockingbird with readings from the book, discussions, movie screenings, music and art inspired by the story, and Southern-style barbecues. Anna Boyko-Wyrock for VOA News, Monroeville, Alabama.